All right, welcome back to the Locker Room Access Podcast. We got Phony Bennett, Dougie Fresh, and our special guest today is brought to you by Murray Inc., Connor Murray Real Estate at Sotheby's. He's got a license in both Virginia and North Carolina, so if you're looking for a home, he's our guy. I'll put all of his information in the link below. He's the one that made this possible. Our special guest, transfer from Indiana, Armand Franklin. Appreciate you jumping on, man.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, we've been following you closely, obviously, ever since your signing, but I'd love to hear. Now we know you got a couple of brothers, is that right? You're originally from Texas. You're from Texas. You moved to Indiana. What was that? When did that move happen?
That move happened in, I want to say, 2008. I moved to Texas, following family, following my aunt and my grandmother to Indiana because she was coaching at Notre Dame at the time. So we just followed them to Indiana so I could be closer to family.
And how, I know you, when you decided on Indiana, she was a big influence. Was she another influence when you were deciding where to transfer?
Yeah, she was on all the Zoom meetings I had. She said from the beginning that we weren't going to entertain like a lot of schools. Like if I wasn't interested, just let them know now, because she wasn't going to go through that whole process of us entertaining these amount of schools. So she kind of like, I gave her my like top four, top five schools. And we went from there, and she hopped on all the Zoom calls, meetings with me, and we just broke it down from there.
And how did Virginia stack up? What were your other options?
It was Virginia, Georgia, Illinois. I'm forgetting one. Can't remember the other one. Louisville. Yeah, Louisville.
Total guess, by the way.
Yeah, Louisville was the last one. But at the end of the day, it just felt more genuine and more comfortable with Coach Bennett, because I reached out to current players, former players, and found out he's like everything. He's just 100% genuine. And I just, I was looking for that coming from Indiana, where it wasn't as much like that. So I just wanted something not really like that. So
Archie's not genuine. We talk about a lot of coaches on here. We don't talk about players. We talk about a lot of coaches. So he's on my list.
What was Virginia's pitch to you? How did they, say they'd be able to use you?
Just use me in a lot of different ways. Being a person who can shoot the ball and who also can get to the basket at the same time. It was kind of like a win-win for me, being around other shooters, because I can still create it to a certain point. Just being in the system where, you're flying off the screens, getting open shots, getting open looks, and also be able to get to the rack because the floor is so spaced out with other shooters. It was like a main pitch. It was like I kind of fell in love with it. It's like kind of like how I want to play, and that's how my game is.
Did they give you a comp, like a recent Virginia player that they said, hey, you could be like this guy?
No, they just took like pieces from other players' games. Of course, they used the Kyle Guy one, because we're from Indianapolis area. That was a big one. That was like the main one I've heard, but they didn't really want to compare me to anybody. They just wanted me to be my own person.
All right, no man bun. Don't come out in JPJ in the man bun, though.
I might have to. I can't play with the hair in the face like this. So I have to go up.
You like? I've seen highlights. So you like to go as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Virginia doesn't get out and go too much.
I think it just depends on the personnel at the time. I think we have a team that will be able to push the ball this year, but we'll just see how that is early right now. But
heard that from a few other guys, hinting that this year's offense might be a little more upbeat than some past years. I mean, is that something you feel like you've been working on or something that's in the works?
Yeah, I think it's something in the works. I think with our in practices and in our pickup games, we try to push the pace a lot more, because I feel like we have the personnel that can get up and down and be one of those teams that can push the ball. So we're just working on that. A lot of that comes with conditioning and things like that. So we're just trying to push the pace as much as we can right now to get our bodies used to it so we're able to translate.
Nice.
How are you? How do you feel like you're fitting in as a transfer? There's a lot of new guys, a lot of guys out, a lot of guys in. So
yeah, I feel like I'm fitting in well. It was kind of an easy transition. Just not even basketball wise, just mixing with the players. It was like from day one, we all kind of clicked, and I'm hanging out with them every day, and so it's like it's great things, and like just being around them. But it also translates on the court. It's getting better. I'd say it's just I have to pick up on the like finer details, because they are very detailed, very smart players. I enjoy that, but I have to have to get my mind right to, you know, be able to play with them too.
Yeah. Talk about your game.
What does Coach Curtis have you working on?
Coach Curtis, right now he's trying to get my feet stronger because I went through a little things in Indiana with injuries. So I'm trying to get my injury prevention up, but just a lot of explosiveness stuff, getting my legs stronger, things like that. I don't really have to, you know, put on weight. So I'm kind of like maintaining my weight right now. So it's just.
And wait, what weight are you at? Because KenPom says 195 and I'm looking at you and you don't look like a 195 guy, at least on
the right now. Right now I'm 200.
All right. Yeah. Defensive back.
Yeah, right now I'm like being at 200, but I'm trying to lose a little bit. So around 195 is my plan weight though.
Gotcha.
So I saw a video about you talking about installing the hoop during quarantine in your front yard and start shooting. How did that come about and how did that help you?
My freshman year, I shot terrible.
25%, right? And then you jumped to 42. So how much did that hoop help?
It helped a lot. Just being able to go out there on my own, you know, gym's not open. Things like that. We don't know when they're going to be open. So I was like, I'm not going to sit here and waste time. So I brought it up to my mom. I'll go have with you on the basketball rim. So we set it up that day and I was out there the whole quarantine, just working on things, getting my shot right, fixing things. And finally, when the gyms got back open, I was in there a lot more, but still the hoop helped a lot. But I think the main thing for me was just the confidence piece. You know, freshman year, you go through that little phase where, you know, you might not be playing as much. You're not about to be hitting shots like you used to. And it kind of messes with your confidence. So it's like me getting my confidence up, kind of starting in quarantine, you know, just going outside, hitting shots every day.
Did you say you split the cost with your mom? You went half with her?
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to have you talk to my kids, man, about half. They need to learn that concept.
I like that. Yeah. So then where is that hoop now? Still
up? It's still up. It's still up. Even though we moved houses, I still got it up. But most of the time, my nieces and nephews are out there using it.
So Notre Dame, huh? I'm surprised you didn't look at Notre Dame having your family coaching there?
Out of high school, they did not recruit me, but the second time around they did. But my aunt, she was kind of like,
yep.
You can if you want to, but I'm not gonna say anything. But
I get it.
So then when you were down deciding, what, like, did you talk to Kyle at all during that process?
I was able to talk to him just about UV in general. I didn't really talk to him about much basketball, just the feel for the school and what it would be like if I went there and things like that.
Nice. So then when you got here, was there a trend? Was there like, oh shit, this is pack line defense all the time? Or was it a smooth transition for you?
We haven't really got to like the big defensive part yet, but we're like kind of slowly introducing it. So it's like, once we go full go, I'll have like a little bit of familiarity with it. But we ran a version of the pack line in Indiana. So when I tried to figure out a place to go, I wanted something like similar to Indiana, but like different at the same time. So this transition would be a lot easier for me. I didn't want to go somewhere where it was going to be like an outlandish transition and my head's going a million miles an hour and things like that. So I tried to pick a place that was a lot similar. And things like that ran like a similar style offense. So just, I don't want to say better, but better.
Yeah, I get it. And this with your first basically off season with no quarantine, yeah, how much do you think that's going to help you or translate into the season? Is that a big adjustment or?
It's going to help a lot. Just being able to go to the gym when I want. Any time of the day, you know, we got 24-hour access to the gym. So anytime I want to go at night and morning, all that. And then just being able to, you know, gel with the team more, learn how they play and where their spots are, you know, just get a feel for try to build a chemistry with everybody because we didn't really get to do that in the offseason last year. So it's just going to be a big help for us.
Do you guys all live together or just the first year? Like, the guys coming in live together? I guess you're a third year. You're a junior, so.
Yeah.
I guess it's different for you.
Yeah, well, the freshmen live in the dorms, but everybody else lives in like the same apartment complex. So we're all spread out like over the same apartment complex, but we're fairly close. Shout out U Heights.
Shout out U Heights.
So what about the facilities comparison in terms of Indiana storied program versus UVA? How does it stack up? About the similar, different?
I mean, coming from Indiana, it's coming from like a, they're going to have top-notch everything in Indiana just because it's Indiana. So I wasn't really worried about facilities and things like that. I've seen it all. So it was like, I wasn't really worried about that, but I'd say in the weight room, we have a lot more technical, like technology mm-hmm. things that really will be able to help your body, help you recover, things like that. I mean, a basketball court is going to be a basketball court at the end of the day. So I wasn't really worried about that. I do like a little lounge area. Our lounge area is bigger than the one that I had at IU, but it's nicer. You know, you got beds in there when you want to take a nap, things like that.
Yeah, have you tried those nap pods?
I don't really like the nap pods. I'd rather just lay in the bed. We got a little bunk bed. I just lay in the bed. I can't sleep sitting up like that. But yeah,
how's your ping pong game?
Ping pong game is solid. I try to play Coach Bennett, but he got me. He's nice.
He got you. I'm gonna give you a pro move. If you know who Sean Singletary is, don't play Sean. his jersey in the Raptors. Sean, yeah. I'm nice with it too, and he got me good.
Yeah, I thought I was nice till I played Coach Bennett. I was like, yeah, you got it.
I think Sean had that Boys and Girls Club upbringing, so
play like you put the games. Yeah, we've heard if you want to see Coach Bennett's competitive side, play him in ping pong.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. he was locked in.
Yeah,
no smile, no smiling, nothing.
It's tricky playing a lefty too. He plays football left. His, I guess that's yeah, a tough.
His,
that's a
his game. Spin is unfair. His spin was really unfair.
We need to film.
So one. how's Charlottesville? You like it? Bloomington's nice too, man. Two great campuses. Huh? You get to see.
Oh yeah,
Bloomington's a great campus.
Yeah, Bloomington definitely was bigger, but I think Charlottesville is nicer. I'm not used to the heat. Come from the mid. It's real hot out here right now.
Oh yeah,
I'm not really used to that. I'm not used to that yet. But good food. I like food. I like going out to eat, things like that. So I'm trying to get my hand a little bit of everything. Going.
What's your spots? That's so one of far, our questions, right, TW?
I like Mel's Cafe.
Mel's. So Chase said.
Yeah. Nah, we went there yesterday. Like 8 of us. It was delicious. I can eat that every day.
How about Bodo's? Have you tried that? What are your thoughts?
Try what?
Bodo's.
I haven't tried that yet. I've heard about that. I had to go try it though.
Yeah, I always wonder if it's really is it overrated? Because I go there because I don't know. It's
no, it's not. It's not overrated. I'm in New York. I'm not a bagel person at all, but I love Bodo's bagels.
Yeah,
I'll never eat a bagel in New York.
I have no idea why I like it though. If I'm being honest, I mean it's great. Yeah. I mean I'm just like, is it just better here? I have no idea. Like, but
I'm just trying to pretend you're 20 years old again.
Yeah.
When everything was good.
Nostalgic meal. I'm in. So then, what is your schedule like this off season now? What is a typical day for you?
Well, my busiest schedule was definitely last summer session because I had two classes at the same time. So I would, depending on the day, well, Mondays we have lifting at 8:15, and then we shoot right after that. And then after that, I had class from 10:30 to 12:45, and then I had another class from 1 to 3:15. And I had practice at 4, study hall at about 6, and then after that I was free. But those are my long days.
Yeah,
that's podcast at 1:30.
Slipping a podcast time, there with us.
This session I only got one class, so my days are a lot more free.
There you go.
But last session was killing me a little bit.
Man, that's the smartest thing to do. They'll get all the classes you can in the summertime.
Summer, yeah.
Get that shit out the way.
It's a veteran move right there.
That move.
So what about the team? How are you feeling about the team right now? Is it you guys gelling, getting better every day, or is it hard to gauge you too early?
No, I feel like we're getting better every day. Like from day one when we're trying to do offensive things to now, it's been a big jump. We're more cleaner, more smooth, more sharp. Starting to figure out where everybody likes the ball, how to, like, you know, getting people to their spots and things like that. So I think, you know, with time, more time, it's going to get better and better because we're just improving right now. Can't wait to see how far it goes.
Funny. From the fans' perspective, when you heard Armand was coming DVA, what was the general consensus? Do you remember on Twitter?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Sorry, there was a bunch of noise outside my office. I mean, people are excited to get a shooter. And, you know, obviously Indiana has a reputation as for producing good basketball players. So I think anytime we can get a star from Indiana, then we're probably moving in the right direction. Yeah, I'm looking at your numbers, Armand. So last year, 42% from three, which is fantastic. From two, only shooting 43%. Mm-hmm. How are you looking to increase that last year? And I haven't seen any shot charts. I mean, where are you taking your shots from? And is that something you're looking to improve upon this year?
Yeah, my 2-point percentage, I feel, could have been a lot better. That just comes to me focusing at the rim and focusing on my mid ranges. Then again, I didn't really take too many of them. I think, you know, more reps and more, you know, working on it, it could definitely increase to whatever. In the 50s is where I really want to have it. But, you know, just being able to fine tune those little things, little details, you know, to get my shot off quicker and not be bothered by the defenders is something I'm working on right now. It's something they emphasize a lot here, and being able to shoot on the move quicker. So I think just, you know, fine tuning those little details, and I think that percentage will go up more for me.
Well, and this offense should be able to get you the ball where you want to get it. You know, a lot coming off screens, I'm assuming.
Yeah, a lot coming off screens. You do a lot of off the move, you know, heavily contested off the move too. And being able to shoot off the dribble is another thing that I really wanted to emphasize this offseason. That's something we've been working on a lot too.
What do you most need to improve on, you think, like between you and the coaches talking about your game or whatever? Defense, it's always going to be defense. Give us something.
We can always be a better defender. But I'd say offensive-wise, being able to finish at the rim, over bigger defenders, you know, different types of finishes, quicker finishes, you know, delayed finishes, slow steps, all things like that, just to be able to switch it up at the rim and not be predictable.
I was going to change it up off basketball so UVA fans get to know you a little bit. What is something you're more passionate about? Not basketball-related. Obviously, you're passionate about basketball. Yeah. Off the court, what is something people may not know about you?
Something that people may not know about me. I am a, I don't know how to say this, a movie connoisseur, if you would.
Oh, all right.
I would watch movies all day. If I don't have to do anything, if I have to work out, I'm in bed watching movies all day.
So what movie, if it's on, will you not turn off? Like mine is Remember the Titans. If I ever see that, I gotta watch it again.
You're a Denzel guy. I am too. So I'm gonna say Training Day.
Yeah. Good one. Okay. Good.
All right. Thoughts on Space Jam?
Space Jam is definitely for the kids, but I thought
good answer.
It's for the kids. But I like the message of it. But it was, I don't know. You could tell it was definitely for the children.
Wait, didn't they kill Bugs Bunny? I'm making that up. I thought somebody said somebody died. I haven't seen it, so I won't see it probably.
We didn't say he died, I'm not even say he died. He didn't die.
Okay.
I mean, if we're being honest, the original one also for kids. Like, if no connoisseur is going to be like, I think that, I mean, you know, that's not an Oscar nominating.
Oh yeah, bro. Bad acting.
The animation wasn't great. I mean, if we're being super critical, it's kind of trash. But because it's Jordan, you love it. Like, because it's LeBron, you want to see it. Like,
yeah, it's for the kids.
Yeah. My kids loved it, to keep it real. I'm like, all right, this is kind of
ridiculous. It's not for the adults.
Yeah.
Is LeBron a better actor than Jordan? Because Jordan is awful.
LeBron was pretty bad, too.
Yeah.
Really? I think LeBron would be better.
I mean, it's just neither of them, it's not their strong suits.
Right.
I get it.
He does have the flopping. He's better at flopping, let's put that.
Yeah. Right. On the court acting.
Yeah. No.
Hey, I can't judge either. I can't act either. So I'm
gonna who'd you look up to? Like who are your players growing up or guys you want to emulate or whatever?
My favorite players growing up had to be definitely at one point it was Ray Allen.
Oh nice.
He was with the Supersonics.
Uh-huh.
And then as I got older, I really liked watching KD play. I know people don't like KD. I love KD's game. It's ridiculous. And now I like watching Brad Beal play and Devin Booker, kind of like two people I like watching play. Try to pick stuff up.
What were your thoughts on the NBA Finals this year?
I wanted the Suns to win it, but I'm happy for Giannis. He's accomplished a lot at the age of 26, which is crazy. He's literally accomplished almost everything in the NBA at the age of 26, which is wild.
I kind of wanted the Suns too. I don't know why. Sean Paul.
Chris Paul's, he complains too much. He's part of me was happy to see him lose for some reason. I know that's an asshole move, but I was like, I like.
You know what? You know what he does though. I realize
Ebook is amazing.
But Chris, Paul's older, man, and he controls the games. He gets tired.
Yeah.
So he stops and he talks all the time to the ref and he hangs out with the ball and da da da. But I think it's because he's older and it's smart. He's preserving himself for the game.
Back when he played, at U-Haul against Sean Singletary, he was so dirty and he was doing all the little things, they're all like veteran moves, but like
veteran moves,
you know, the pulling on the jersey, the stepping on his shoes, like trying to like get under his skin. And just like from that moment on, I was not a Chris Paul fan. I was like,
yeah, you don't forget it, right?
Yeah, you just like, come on, bro, you come in here and do that. But anyway,
veteran move, crafty vet.
He's a crafty vet.
That's what we call him.
It's amazing he hasn't won.
That's why I really wanted them to win, because it's is he going to get back there? He might not.
It's so hard.
If he goes to the Lakers, he's got a shot, right? They're looking. If he goes to the Lakers with, aren't they supposed to get him and Lillard? I don't know what they're doing.
I think he might stay with the Knicks.
Hold on, you have any big thoughts about comparing the ACC with the Big East? A lot of fans talk about that type of thing, and you know, different traditions, etc.
I mean, I've only played one ACC team, and that was Florida State. So it was like, I don't know. I played at Florida State. The atmosphere was good. It was like one of the only few games we had fans. But I'm excited to, you know, see what like the difference is really like in like a full conference schedule. You know, the Big Ten, you know, is one of the best leagues in the country last year, if not the best. So I'm really excited to see how it, you know, just compares to one another. How the style of play changes, and you know, playing against these legendary coaches and things like that.
Sure.
Last year, Coach K, no candy stripe you get pants. To play against K. Are you happy about the candy stripe pants, but getting put away?
I'm not gonna make a comment on the candy stripe pants. I still love my Indiana people.
Yeah,
but
yeah, you get goodwill from Indiana. I was looking up some articles today.
I love you. I know what I'm saying.
You get a lot of love.
I still love my Indiana people, so I'm not gonna say nothing about the candy stripes.
That's a tradition that,
you know, I like better pants. I definitely have more favorite pants than those ones. But I love my Indiana people. I love my Indiana people.
I had Indiana folks tweeting at me when you committed to us, telling us, you know, what a great player we're getting. So I can't, you know, I can't talk bad about Indiana at this point.
I wasn't talking bad. I'm just saying the candy stripe pants. I imagine when you get those, you're like, oh man, I got to wear these. I'm like, this is wild, but I get it. It's a
some
tradition.
People love them, and some people are just like, what are these?
Where's Waldo? Sure. And then what about the short shorts there? I feel like their shorts are a little bit high. I don't know. The inseam was a little higher on the Indiana shorts. Am I making that up, or am I?
I mean, they were definitely short, but I got a large, so mine's kind of like got down to, normal size. But some people like their shorts that high. I haven't got on that wave yet. But, you know, just the normal size shorts, like slightly above, you know, like the knee is cool for me. But other people like, you know, the thigh huggers.
Yeah, they're getting higher and higher now. Going backwards. Yeah.
Did you do a team watch of Hoosiers at Indiana? Is that like
the movie?
Yeah.
I have never seen that movie.
Wow. Don't watch it. It's way overrated. Way overrated.
Oh, man. I mean, it's completely racist, but it's a good movie.
Completely overrated.
I watched it as a kid, so I liked it, but I could.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not, it probably doesn't hold up well.
I played in the gym where that movie was shot, the Hoosier gym in Indiana, for like this little all-star game. But before, like, I didn't know. I haven't seen the movie. I was just told that was the gym that they played in.
Did you measure the court?
It was so small.
Measure the rim, corner, part of the movie.
The corner, you got to tiptoe in the corner.
Yeah.
You're out of bounds.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm from Tennessee, so I get all that.
I know we don't have a ton of time left. Phony, any other parting questions?
No, I mean, I we're just getting anxious for, you know, see the season start. We got our non-conference schedule now, and so, like, the pieces are falling into place, and it's really been great catching up with, you know, all the individual players and hearing what folks are working on. So, man, I just really appreciate your time with us. I think you're going to enjoy the JPJ experience when there's fans there. You know, you weren't here last year and playing in an empty JPJ. So,
yeah.
You won't have that comparison, but I mean, I think it's a game day environment that you're going to enjoy, and I think the fans are going to like watching you shoot it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys having me for sure.
Yeah. Fresh, any 90s references?
I do want to ask a question, but I'm not sure. That's not very fair to him, only being there 2 months or a month, yeah, or whatever.
You can't do that to him.
What do you know about basketball history, University of Virginia, players?
I saw Ralph Sampson yesterday.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
I saw him yesterday. That's about all.
Because we usually ask the Mount Rushmore, but that's not a very fair question.
Yeah, we can't do that with this one.
You'll probably skip. Right, you'll probably forget Doug Smith and other greats.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I'll end it on this one. National championship run, UVA 2019. As you were watching, what were your thoughts? Like, did you watch it?
I watched it. I thought they was gonna lose Purdue, honestly. But you know, shout out
to the rest of the world.
Yeah. We all did.
Shout out Agent Zero, Kihei Clark.
Yeah, that's right.
it was a good run coming back from the season, losing to the 16. But at that time, I didn't really know nothing about Virginia.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So now, what are your thoughts looking now that you're here? Is it a little?
It explains it a lot, like how they are able to do the things they do and win like they win. Like I said, everybody here is like a very smart player. They know how to play the game, and they know how to teach the game. So it's like you can learn from the coaches, but also learning from your teammates. It goes a lot farther.
Yeah,
trickle down.
That's awesome. And Ty's been around to practice and everything. How's that been? Is that a good experience for you?
Picking up? I got to guard him a couple of times, like for a day. It was tough. He's a very strong player, knows how to play the game, like I said. So just trying to, you know, pick from his game, pick his brain a little bit, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Trying to better myself and better the team.
He says hi. He has nothing but great things to say about you. Before we did this, he said you were the man. So appreciate you again. Shout out Connor Murray, Murray Inc. Real Estate, Virginia, North Carolina. All of that information is below. Thank you to him. And we will talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.